Most of you probably know Angela, but I thought I'd just introduce you to her if you don't know her. Angela is a member of the church. And last year, Angela came on the Living Free course. And she's had a journey that she's just going to tell you briefly about. But she's had a real heart for others who were in her situation to discover what she's discovering. So, Angela, tell us what's been happening over this last year.
Thank you. Hello. So it was about a year ago when we were all given names to pray for people attending the last Living Free, and I was given a name, and I was to listen to see if I heard any Bible verses or anything for this person. And I felt I got nothing, and I was a bit sort of despondent. So I met up with my friend Liz Treloar, and she did lots of prayer with me, and the words of fear and anxiety came up, so we bound them all up and laid them down. And then I found that I got a picture of like a breastplate, like a shield, so we worked that out. That was Ephesians 6 verse 10 or whatever it was, sorry, I forget. But and that was really, really positive for me to really get that picture. And then I was invited to pray for people on the Living Free course, and so we were in threes and we were praying for this particular lady, and I felt I got a picture of her sort of in an orchard, and she told us afterwards that she had said to God, could you please share with one of these ladies that are praying for me the first time I ever met with you? And that was in under a blossom tree. So that was massively encouraging for me that I'd actually heard something that she'd asked God directly to pray for. And since that, I've been coming to the Tuesday morning, the prayer morning, and I've just got so much from that. I sort of feel that we get as much ourselves praying for people and listening to other people's original design as they almost do receiving it from us. So that's been fabulous under the skill of you two training us as well. And then in November, I was lucky enough to go to the Jesus 2 ministry. So it's sort of like a follow-on of the Living Free up at Christchurch Fulham. And it sounds kind of bonkers, but we were led through imagery to actually be led through Revelations 4 to go up to heaven. And it was just, who was at that? I think David was, yes. So you'll agree with me. But it was just amazing to go through all that imagery and to feel like you're in heaven. And we were taught there how you can bring that imagery back down anytime. And you know, I saw sort of white horse and I saw all this stuff. So that was just blew me away. And that's really what I wanted to share with you, that through these guys' guidance and through God, I've just had this fabulous year going through prayer. And if that would encourage anybody else, that's great too. So thank you.